podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We conclude chapter 2 with verses 23 through 28. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat, and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." You know, we all have routines, the way we do things for God and our own desires of living, making sure we eat, sleep, and live according to God's will. Jesus was all about following his Father's will. This included how they were fed with food as much as the Spirit. And when the two could be included, Jesus was all about that. "Feed them yourself" comes to mind as we hear the anger of the Pharisee because they were eating what they picked. In other words, they were working on the Sabbath to feed themselves. The Sabbath was the day of rest, meaning you weren't allowed to work, as Jesus points out that work is how we feed each other, provided in the will of God as absolute truth. Jesus is the Lord of any all days of atonement for humanity as a whole, taking care of every aspect of giving us life, lessons of liberty created by He who saved the world from sin and death, engaging us to know redemption for life eternal. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine as we continue to lift up in the Holy Spirit our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, especially a prayer for our friend Howard Richmond. We pray for Holy Mother Church and Jesus' precious blood. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. And my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We conclude chapter 2 today with verses 23 through 28. Three stanza of poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Sabbath Doing, Why Reprisals." Sabbath picking, passing grain field, making path, grain head picking disciples. Unlawful, they are said, the Pharisees. Sabbath doing, why reprisals? Jesus answered how David fed the king's court. Hungry companions entered God's house. Priests offering eat without permission to report. Companion sharing with priests high. Abiathar rouse. Sabbath for man not. Man made the Sabbath. Man's son is the whole lot. Sabbath even, Lord, to have it. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokruz Wiggins. It's August 6th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 5:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today. As we close at 6:09 in the name of Jesus, calling out to our good friends John and Marie as we do each day. God bless you too. In Jesus' name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.